Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. But that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, he got a fat ass.
No one's got it. It was a mistake of some sort.
Anna Navarro and Sunny Hostin are back on The View after the host said that their coronavirus test results turned out to be false positives.
I want to know who is even thinking that the hosts on The View getting COVID wasn't anything more than publicity. Has there been a moment in time when The View has ever been genuine? Has there ever been a moment in time when The View's been out and you thought it wasn't scripted? Everybody fell for this. Oh, they got COVID live on the set of The View, huh? It's insane how many reporters and entertainment sites reported on this like it was real news.
We were all given numerous yeah. COVID tests.
Oh, she's annoying.
I mean, so
I
many.
My nostrils are so sensitive.
Is that not from the cocaine, though?
It's like up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah.
Throughout the weekend.
I mean, you would need cocaine to be on The View in 2021. Like, it's a snooze fest. Like, there's nothing going on. You don't have Rosie O'Donnell yelling at Elizabeth Hasselbeck in 2007. You would need all the cocaine in the world to want to work with Joy Behar.
So many.
My nostrils are so sensitive.
It's like up your nose with a rubber hose. Throughout the weekend, this was happening too, and I am thrilled to report that Sonny and Anna's Friday results turned out to be false positives, and everyone.
Ooh, what a coincidence!
I want to say.
The two co-hosts were pulled off the air on Friday during a live show after their COVID-19 test seemingly came back positive.
With the way the entertainment business is, I was just surprised when they were walking off that they weren't just let go in the middle of it.
I need the two of you to step off for a second.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Anna, we're going to be laying you off.
And
we're going to bring
Sunny
you back later.
Yes. And we'll tell you why.
More
I've literally seen better acting on my favorite website, Spank Bank. I mean, this is horrendous. We are going to need you to leave the set. Like, it's like they're reading from cue cards. It's like any War of the Roses segment on any morning show. I got cheated on. And the first thing I want to do is call a morning show and talk about it with a clear phone line.
COVID-19 test seemingly came back positive.
Yeah.
I need the two of you to step off for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. And
we're going to bring
Sunny
you back later.
Okay.
Yes.
And we'll tell you why.
More information later.
The moment derailed the show as Vice President Kamala Harris was about to walk on set for an interview.
Oh, man, we missed out on that riveting content.
Instead, that interview was still.
I didn't vote, so I don't lean to the right. I don't lean to the left. I don't care. I just think she's one of the fakest people I've ever seen but never met. And that Joe Biden's is a zombie.
President Kamala Harris was about to walk on set yeah. for an interview. Instead, that interview was done remotely.
And then when she found out that she didn't have to be in the same room as people, she's like, oh, thank God. I can't be amongst those peasants at The View. I'm Kamala, whatever the name is, Harris, and I'm so amazing.
None of the hosts came in contact with the vice president. Since then, the entire The View team has been tested several times and can confirm Anna and Sunny are COVID negative.
Oh.
And now the show's executive producer, Brian Tetta, is explaining exactly what happened.
We came up with this idea for publicity because who the hell is going, oh my God, today I DVR'd The View. And I mean, even the word DVR is outdated unless you're a boomer or a Gen X because everything's watched on demand unless you maybe have cable. But oh yeah, nothing says relevancy in 2021 like The View.
It was just an unbelievable set of circumstances. And we found out moments before we came back on the air. And in that moment, all I could think of was that we had to keep the host safe and we had to keep the vice president safe. She could not walk out.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
No matter what. And that led to some really awkward television that I'd like to have.
Oh, yeah. So awkward. The most relevant thing to happen to you guys in 10 years. You should be begging for more moments like that.
Back if I could. But I really want to acknowledge and apologize to Sunny and Anna because...
Why?
In the midst of all this chaos, they were put in this this position where...
Yeah, because you're a hack and you have no talent and you don't know what to do around you. Whenever you have a leader that has no talent and is a hack, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have hack ideas.
They had this information put out on television.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, it would have got out to the news anyway. So if it were to break on live TV or not, it wasn't like we weren't going to find out. Like, it wasn't like they were interviewing somebody from the crowd who's an anonymous person. And they said, Michael Smith, visiting from Omaha, congrats, you have COVID. We're talking about public figures here, and the news would have got out. So this whole crap of the embarrassment of finding out live on TV. No, you would have found out on TMZ, dummy.
Information put out on television. Mm. And then... To make it even worse, it turned out not to be true.
Oh,
later on. And
that's what we should focus on. These two people from The View, you know, getting a false positive. I mean, we should be applauding the fact that they don't have COVID. This whole thing that, oh, they got it wrong. We should be upset that we got the wrong diagnosis at first, that we thought you had COVID. That's wonderful that you don't have COVID. You should be celebrating this, you hack Hollywood producer. Who has ever gone, no, I got a false positive test. No, I don't have COVID. Huh?
Well, that's better if it was true, but not that it was.
Yeah, it was that there was false positive.
Yeah, that was false positive.
Sunny went on to describe how she felt after her test results were announced to the world.
Oh, it's like saying to an athlete after they win a Super Bowl, how do you feel? Yeah.
It was really uncomfortable for my results to be released publicly before I even knew what was going on.
True.
Before they were verified, before I was tested again and again.
Yeah. You know, the rich and elite are like, we'll never get COVID. We're the rich and elite. Every millionaire in Los Angeles thinks they're better than you. So she has the attitude of, I'll never get COVID because I'm a millionaire who does the show The View in 2021. Nah, everybody gets COVID and everybody dies.
And there are real life ramifications when things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
My husband.
Like, it was fun when I got COVID. Mm-hmm. Thanks, insert coworker here. No, nothing is wrong there. What I'm saying is this. When you find out that COVID is in your body, you feel violated, man. Like, there is anger. Like, if you were to get a cold while you're in the Midwest, if you're not wearing a jacket, you're going to get a cold and have a sore throat the next day. So you say to yourself, you go, you know what? I did it to myself going to the car and getting groceries and not wearing a jacket. And now there's really not ways that you can give yourself the flu. But what I'm saying is at times, the things you do in life lead up to you getting sick, especially in the Midwest when it's cold out. If you're in Florida, you don't get it. If you don't have heat in your room, blah, blah, blah. It's all in the past. What I'm saying is this. But with COVID, there's really nothing you do unless you make a decision to go to a party or a concert. You're just kind of getting it out of nowhere. And I got it at work, allegedly. But I got it at work, allegedly. And it's like, you feel so angry because it's like, you don't want it. I'm going to stop playing this clip from The View. I mean, it's weird. I'm a hit or miss on Family Guy. But this scene right here explains it perfectly. We'll be right back.
Hey, Stewie, 3 o'clock, time for The View.
No, not again!
Oh,
Yeah, let me out of here. I can't watch another second.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah. This following segment. Wait, first of all, I can't get to my live read without playing this. I mean, what the hell am I doing here, man? What am I doing with my life? A podcast.
The hour will be right back.
I'm right here. All right. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. Now, let me inform you about the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company, because maybe this is the first time you've heard my podcast. In between segments, I do live reads because I have five sponsors on the show. The first one is the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that they are the best hot sauce in all of this planet, in all of this universe, I'm a man of my words. When you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, click on locations, and if you're in Florida, if you are in Flowrida, oh, hot damn, this is my jam, you can get the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce in person. But you have to go to TampaBayHotSauce.com and click on locations, and they have over 25 spots that they're just hanging out in. But if you're not living in Florida, don't worry. Do not have a panic attack. Here's the deal. You can order online. So either way, if you go in person, if you live in Florida, or if you order online, when you get the hot sauce, take a picture of what you make it with. So if you make some nice chicken wings or whatnot, and there's actually recipes at TampaBayHotSauce.com. So tag us. Yeah. At Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and let us know what you cook up.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame, I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey, I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. That the other stations are tuned in to.
Call the show. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Cause at the governor's ball, as Billie Eilish just called them out for not doing their job during her set.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, it seems like security everywhere has been lacking lately. Maybe because people don't want to work, but it just seems like the idea of a good security guard, not an average one, not an okay one, but a really good security guard is kind of a thing of the past.
Billie Eilish took New York City by storm on Friday, headlining for the Governor's Ball Music Festival, but her set wasn't exactly smooth sailing.
Why? Because she was singing?
Before Billie took the stage, fans were being escorted or carried out of the crowd pertaining to medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
One fan told Insider that they had seen three other patrons vomit, although the music festival had signs posted around the festival reminding fans not to overdo it.
Yeah, that's going to prevent people from doing things. Please don't do it. Yeah, because right now people love authority.
Billie found herself compelled to call out security to bring awareness to an issue. While in the midst of singing her Grammy-winning song, Everything I Wanted, she pointed to a spot in the crowd and chastised security, though it's still unclear what exactly she was referring to.
I don't know. She's crazy, man. She lost like 100,000 followers last week because she tweeted out a picture where you could see her boobs. And I'm like, I get it's weird that she was born in 2003 and now she's a grown woman. I get it, but like everybody kind of needs to get over it. Oh, wow, she's a beautiful woman. I mean, if you make it weird, that means like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it alarming that somebody who was born in 2003 has big boobs and is a grown woman? Because we don't want to admit that 2003 was 18 years ago. Yeah, it's a little alarming, but everyone's like, oh my God, she's showing off her boobs. Oh, you guys are weird, man. You guys are weird. More news on Demi Lovato. She's a nothing burger.
Hey, Dallas Matthew, congrats on your new show. Coming from someone who also believes we're not alone in the universe, I'm very excited about this. So, Demi, in the trailer, you explained that you saw a UFO during a trip out in Joshua Tree. You got to tell us, did you find the answers you were looking for?
Yeah, I was on every single drug. I love people that go to Joshua's Tree or they go somewhere and they're like, I had a spiritual experience where I saw everything. Yeah, you were on drugs.
I don't know what answers I was looking for at the time.
Yeah, because you don't really know what you're doing with your life. Let's be real here.
But I just wanted to see some things to kind of give out evidence that we're not alone in the universe.
So I'm going to do shrooms and it'll give me complete proof. If that was logical, then every person who's ever done shrooms would have discovered aliens. Oh, we're going to do shrooms and figure out all of life's problems. Huh?
And yeah, I definitely feel like I accomplished that.
Yeah, you saw a bunch of things because you were on shrooms. That doesn't mean you saw aliens. I mean, does that make sense to you? Insert listener of Happy Hour. Or am I being rude? Did she really see aliens? I'm just saying it's weird how she's on psychedelic drugs at Joshua's Tree in the middle of a desert and she sees things, but nobody goes, is that because you were on shrooms? I don't know, man. I'm never going to allegedly ever do shrooms. I won't, because my brain, I'm already a psychotic maniac who overthinks everything and makes everything about him when it doesn't even need to be. Like, I could walk into a funeral and be like, oh my God, I have a podcast, more like 6 years ago. But what I'm saying is, I don't even know what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I was saying to the point that I swear to God, I just drew a blank. That was weird. I would never, ever do shrooms because I'm so psychotic and crazy that literally what would happen was I don't think I would return from my trip. You know those people that you allegedly hear about that are never the same after doing drugs? That's what would happen to me. I would literally never escape my trip. And I also would never escape this whole moment in time.
Oh, that's a big answer right there. So, Dallas, how was going on this adventure?
All right, I don't care anymore. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to hear that Demi Lovato says that we are not alone. Oh. We now know all of life's problems because Demi Lovato took shrooms and went into a desert full of millionaires. Oh, she's figured out all of life's problems. I don't even know how to begin with this next headline. It makes me sick.
Because I lost a daughter at the...
This is Dog, the bounty hunter.
Because I lost a daughter at about the same age, that's... I know what the parents feel like, okay? And you want justification. You want the...
It's justification. This is it. A daughter by him. Enough of him. If I were the family of Gabby, I would be horrified, angry, and besides myself that this talentless, racist, sexist, homophobic hack piece of garbage is making a murdered girl about him. I would want to scream to the mountaintops and say, you racist, homophobic, sexist, sociopathic piece of garbage who has cheated on every woman he's ever been with, get out of here. I would say in a press conference, don't even associate yourself with us. Because Dog the Bounty Hunter just had the whole issue where he didn't invite his daughters to their to his wedding. He just married another woman. And now he's trying to look good for like the daddy-daughter thing. And I think he's also trying to gaslight his daughters. You know what I mean? It's just, do you ever look at Dog the Bounty Hunter and go, oh man, Dog the Bounty Hunter would be such a good guy for my daughter to date. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Not a racist, not a sexist, not a homophobe. He's a really good guy who really cares about Gabby Petito and isn't doing this for publicity because he's been irrelevant for 7 years. When was the last time, besides when his wife was dying, has anyone ever brought up Dog the Bounty Hunter without laughing at his hack of a career because he's a racist creep? No one's ever gone, oh man, I'm such a big fan of Dog the Bounty Hunter's body of work.
Want the guy behind bars. All of it's alleged that he even committed the murder. But circumstantially it looks
like I hate that he's exploiting a dead woman, but trying to hear him use the big words is just really hard to listen to.
It's like he did. You know, the strongest lead I see is that one of her friends said he had been in the Appalachian Mountains by himself for a couple months.
That is a frightening thing, too, is they're like, oh, yeah, the Northport Police Department. What a bunch of chief wiggums. You let him go. Thank you. I'm convinced that people let him go, that the Northport Police Department is friends with the Laundrie family. He's literally white privilege who got away with murder. And when you hear that, he can live on his own for months at a time in the middle of nowhere. And all these idiot cops are just looking through fields going, ah, ah, ah. It's like, it just gives you no hope. Because you're like, you literally had him. You could have just done something. Cops can do whatever they want. You could have literally done anything to make him not leave town. There's some inside job here. It's ridiculous. And then when you hear that he can live on his own for 6 months, it makes you go, are they ever going to catch him? What makes you think they could catch him if he's a sociopathic murderer? I don't know. Because a lot of times the problem is the criminals are smarter than the authority. That's why they're criminals. They don't know how to use their IQ. I mean, come on now.
Now, he's not just a camper then. He is a outdoorsman.
Yeah.
So
I would know a thing or two about that.
To do that, I think because of his age, he felt comfortable. If there's anywhere right.
Oh, yeah. What does that even mean? Because of his age, he felt comfortable. I don't even. What a weird guy.
Right now, that looks the hottest. That could be the area.
Mm.
It all depends on the picture they got of him the other day. Where they're.
He's just recapping everything that went on in the news. And then I saw that he was like hanging outside the Laundrie family's door, like knocking on it. What an asswipe. I feel like Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'm going to quit playing this clip because he gives me the creeps. I feel like I have to go to an HPV clinic and just make sure I don't have HPV. Like, just watching him just makes you feel gross. I just love people that are like, Dog the Bounty Hunter cares. No, he's a hack. He's a has-been. He will forever be known as a racist creep. He will forever be known as being an unloyal, womanizing piece of garbage. Speaking of that, let's talk about the Chicago Bears. I want to talk about whatever I just said. That was brilliant. I think it was about womanizing. And Jake Culler did womanize, and he did cheat on his wife. And I am absolutely, I don't know how I went from Dog to Bounty Hunter to ranting about the Chicago Bears, but buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride. So if you're not from Chicago, you're not going to get what the Bears means to people. Because if you're hanging out in Tampa Bay, yeah, the Buccaneers, even at their biggest, they have a fan base, but they don't have a fan base. Chicago has a fan base. Philadelphia has a fan base. The New York Giants and Jets have a fan base when they're good. So they're bandwagons. But like Chicago breathes and pisses literally the Bears. Anything that involves the Bears is like the culture because it's negative 10 out. You live in the suburbs, there's really nothing to do. So you watch the Bears every Sunday. And 1985, they won the Super Bowl. And oh, it was dandy. And from about 1986 till about 2011, all the baby boomers and Gen Xers lived in the past where they went, the 85 Bears are the greatest team ever. Jake Culler is going to get us there. And Jake Culler is a guy we got from Denver. He's supposed to be our big hero. Now he's got a podcast where he's claiming that Bears fans miss him. because he was our best player ever, which makes no sense. You were on an awful franchise, and you're the best player of all time on that franchise. Like, is that even an accomplishment? I don't know. But then this Sunday, this was going to be the game-changing moment for the Chicago Bears. Mitchell Trubisky and Matt Nagy doesn't work out. And then Mitchell balls out in the preseason for the Buffalo Bills. It makes you wonder if it's Matt Nagy. Oh, no, no, no. That was just Mitchell's fault, the reason they broke up him and Matt Nagy. Thank God Matt Nagy's dealing with drafting players in the first round. It seems to be really working because we bring out Justin Fields, who is going to be our savior, even though our coach would rather play Andy Dalton. And that's got to give no confidence to a 22-year-old quarterback that your coach would rather play Andy Dalton. So what the hell happens? All of Chicago goes, oh, my God, we drafted Fields. Oh, my God, he's going to be our savior. He's the next Patrick Mahomes, even though there's just one Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be the next Lamar Jackson, even though there's one Lamar Jackson. And the Bears fans might be the most, the word is meatball in Chicago, but the most meatball, moronic, unoriginal fans ever. Because every time you bring in a new quarterback, it's the same thing. Jay Cutler, he's going to do it. Mitchell Trubisky, he's going to do it. Rex Grossman at the Super Bowl, he's going to do it. It's never anybody. It's never anybody. But, oh, now Fields is going to do it. Blah, 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 blah. So Fields goes out. He gets sacked 9 times. They put up 6 points, barely any yards. And Chicago fans were surprised. They're like, this team that's coached by Matt Nagy, this team that's owned by the worst owners in sports, the McCaskey family, this team that's run by Ryan Pace, all these hacks, these has-beens who don't care about the city, who don't care about the fans, they care about the bottom line and the money. And you can say all teams were like that, but a lot of teams like winning. But the Bears only care about the money, and they make a shitload of money in Chicago, so they're content with the team never winning. Then I just saw everybody from afar, because when you leave Chicago, you realize that the Bears don't care about the city. I saw everybody go, oh, Justin Fields. And he has a horrendous game. And everyone's like, how did that happen? I don't know. Matt Nagy hasn't worked on anything else but his own schemes that never work for anybody. That narcissist is like, oh, my game plan's not working. It must work the next Sunday. I literally turned the game off because I have not watched the Bears in 3 years. And I went, I am done. And yeah, I'll jump on the bandwagon if they start winning games, which they're not. But I will gladly jump on the bandwagon. But 3 hours of watching millionaires don't know what they're doing because they're one dumb coach who's a millionaire, sucks at his job, and the billionaire owners of the team don't really care about putting in any effort. Yeah, I'm not going to put myself in that situation to support a team like that. I only have so much time in a day. My life's too short to go, I'm going to watch the Chicago Bears have a clinker of a game. And everyone is like, oh my God, fire Matt Nagy. Get rid of him. Before it was fire Mark Trussman. Before it was fire John Fox. Before it was fire Lovie Smith. And that was when I began watching, was in 05. But what I'm saying is, it's the same thing over and over again. Get a new quarterback. Get a new player in the draft. Get a new this. And then with the Cubs winning in 2016, and the Bulls are never going to really be good, and I'll jump on that bandwagon if they get good, and I don't care about the Blackhawks because I'm a Lightning fan. I'm so removed from Chicago. And Chicago fans don't get it. Like, my family and my friends up there are like, no, 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 we'll get it next Sunday. That's the big saying, at least in Chicago. I don't know if it's in other places, but they're like, we'll get it next Sunday. Better luck next year. We'll get them next year. And it's just like, you go through a very short life, hopefully live to be 80, and for 80 years, you just go, oh, we'll figure it out next year. We'll figure it out next year. Oh, God. Chicago's so toxic, too. It's so overpaid and cold, and people are in denial that the city is just an asshole now. Because what I love is there's a lot of these people online that are teaching us on TikTok about the whole time Chicago's been a city. Like, they'll do videos that are kind of like a PBS video where it shows the 1800s through 1900s, and you learn about past Chicago, and that's great. But then they'll show videos of like Wacker Drive or something at night. And it was the exact place I was at when I went to the morning show boot camp 7 weeks ago in Chicago. And it was on Wacker Drive, right on the water, right by the Trump building. And there were homeless people asking me for money. I was walking back to my room, very drunk. And I was like, I'm walking, and the guy's like, can I have some money? I'm like, I keep walking. And he's like, can I have some money, man? I'm homeless. And he got really close to me. And I was like, okay, here's $5. And I had to do it again another night because I just don't have any real self-defense. I'm not coordinated. And I'm not packing in Chicago, but I wouldn't be. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what these homeless people have. So you're going to be, just go away. Get away from me. Never talk to me again. Never talk to me again. But they failed to show that on any of these videos where these Chicago people that live there, these Chicagoans, want to make the city look great. They want to make the city look great nationally. So they're like, here's a video of Wacker Drive for the 10 minutes that they're wearing homeless people out there. But here's the problem with that logic. Is when you're putting up these videos, all the comments are people going, oh my God, Chicago actually looks nice. I'm going to visit. And then these people are going to visit Chicago and be like, it was nothing like that video I saw. There's homeless people everywhere. It's just. But I'll be honest. You hire me to do Chicago radio and I'll take over.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
All out of breath. I'm all out of breath.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Oh my God. Did I have a good workout today with FitSageFitness.com and Devin Prasad? I'm starting to get those gains, starting to get ripped. I feel amazing. Look at the Devin Prasad at FitSageFitness.com. Go there, add him on Instagram and on TikTok, Fit_Sage_Fitness. Get into shape today because, when you have those adrenaline and you're driving home from the gym, it feels so good, baby.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Month after Andrew Cuomo stepped down as the governor of New York, his brother, CNN's Chris Cuomo, is now being accused of inappropriate behavior. His former...
Who would have saw that coming? He seems like such a non-gropey Italian.
...boss has come forward to say years ago he touched her where he shouldn't have.
Oh, God.
CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is coming under fire today for what he admits he did to his former boss.
Here's what I wonder. Two things. First of all, he's got a teenage daughter, and I think maybe a daughter in her young 20s. But she's definitely, like, older teenage. Like, I you know, like, with the Gen Zs, they... I sound so old. They... You can be 15 or you can be 22 and you look the same with the amount of makeup you do and workouts and looking like influences and not living as a child and thinking about the future and realizing when you're in your 20s, you never lived a childhood. Well, Chris Cuomo's daughter is one of those who does all these videos on TikTok. And it was him dancing with her, being father of the year during the quarantine. Wonder what it's like when you find out that your dad was groping other women. Second point. Here is the elitist liberal bullshit that comes with the media. And I am not political at all. I have not voted since 2012 when I voted for Obama because I thought he was cool and he was from Chicago. And I liked his book that I read two pages of. I remember one time I brought the book. I think it was The Moment of Truth or something. It wasn't that. I brought it to my grandpa's house, and my grandpa was like, so what did you learn in the book so far? Like, I thought I was so cool bringing around Obama's book and being like, yeah, it's about hope and how we're going to make it as a country. And my grandpa's like, you didn't read it, did you? I was like, no, not at all. But the second thing is this, and I will get back to the point. The liberal media is protecting Chris Cuomo at all costs. If this was Tucker Carlson being accused of groping a woman 17 years ago, like when Bill O'Reilly got the allegations, everybody went on him. But I've seen all these liberal celebrities go, oh, but that happened so long ago. So that concept of it happening a long time ago, but the woman now has the power to come forward, that works when it's somebody that we don't like, or it works with somebody that they want to see get in trouble and they want to cancel. But when it's their person, oh, no, that happened 17 years ago. Not a big deal. You are all a bunch of hypocritical hacks.
We are watching.
Shelley Ross, an ex-GMA executive producer, reveals that in 2005, Cuomo greeted me with a strong bear hug while lowering one hand to firmly grab and squeeze the cheek of my buttock.
Why? I mean, it's so weird. What's great about consent is the woman wants it too. You must be a sociopath.
Well, women are nothing more than bodies for us men. I'm Chris Cuomo. I'm such a good guy. Oh, screw you.
It happened at a bar during a going away party for an ABC News colleague. Cuomo worked at ABC at the time.
Yeah.
In an op-ed published in today's New York Times, Ross quotes Cuomo as saying, as he groped her, I can do this now that you're no longer my boss.
No, oh, what a good guy. That was the liberal superhero during COVID. Just bask in your hypocrisy.
Can't, she says, she replied, pushing him off me at the chest while stepping back, revealing my husband, who had seen the entire episode at close range.
Can you imagine if this was Tucker Carlson, the biggest hack in all of TV, who just says obnoxious things to get people mad? Could you imagine if he was accused of this? Everybody would be on him. Oh, but it's Chris Cuomo. Oh, he's good. He's a good guy. You can't have it both ways, you hacks.
The allegation comes a little more than 1 month after Cuomo's brother, Andrew Cuomo, resigned as New York State governor in the wake of his own sexual harassment scandal.
And then, like, no one really covered him. But whenever there was an allegation against Trump, everybody was on it, but I didn't see one hack liberal-based late-night talk show host make fun of Cuomo. It's so hypocritical. It's just like, I hate the media in America. You go to Sky News overseas, and you get an honest report about America. Why do I have to go to another country to get info on my own country that I live in?
He denies any wrongdoing.
Yeah.
The best way I can help now.
Oh, how?
Is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
What if you were so innocent, you'd be proven innocent, and you could just keep governing whatever the hell you're doing, you scumbag.
I shared this email from Chris Cuomo, which he sent an hour after the 2005 groping incident. The subject line, now that I think of it, I am ashamed.
I don't know if that's just dumb or that's pre-social media where you can screenshot it, but that just must be how much of like a meathead idiot literally Chris Cuomo is, that he's sending things via email. Literally the only thing, and let's see what the email is, and then I'll get to my point.
He apologized to her very good and noble husband, then he apologized to her for even putting you in such a position.
Like, whenever I send an email at work, it's usually to have it as a receipt that I did something so I can prove later that I did it. But I've never sent a personal email. I also don't grope people. But, like, that just seems like something you would call the person about. Like, but then again, he's such a smarmy, garbage human being. He's such a piece of excrement that I'm not surprised he wasn't smart and just groping women. You don't look at Chris Cuomo and go, oh, that guy's a real brainiac. That guy's got a PhD. Oh, he's got a great IQ. You look at Chris Cuomo and you go, the guy has swagger, you can't deny. The guy is good looking, you can't deny. And the guy is a good talker, you can't deny. So he's got that going for him. He's a New York guy. He did okay in school. He got all C's and B's. And he was a partier. But when he needed to do his homework, he got his homework. He's just a scumbag. He's just a leech. He's a sociopath. Get out of here. Get away from me. Don't ever talk to me again. Speaking of sociopathic people, Tiger King 2 is coming to Netflix. Oh, just what this country needs.
We'll wrap things up with Tiger King, the hit Netflix docuseries that swept the nation. This is one heck of a pop star today. Way back at the beginning of the pandemic is finally coming back. Netflix teasing that Tiger King 2.
Can you talk, Carson? I mean, I don't have the best speech, but get to the point, you millionaire.
Netflix teasing that Tiger King 2 will have just as much madness and mayhem as the first season. Over 64 million households streamed Tiger King in the first month.
It's going to be like The Hangover 2. Like The Hangover 1 was something you didn't expect was going to be good, and it was great. And then The Hangover 2 was okay, had its moments, but overall not that good. That's what this is going to be, Tiger King 2. Obviously, you're going to have the Tiger King fans that are going to love it, but besides that, meh.
Month of its release following Joseph Maldonado.
I can't listen to this idiot babble. They're like, Carson, you don't really talk much. Read this cue card. And he's like, he had a radio show in Los Angeles. Someone went, oh yeah, Carson Daly. What an entertaining guy, the way he can barely talk. Yeah. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. R. Kelly is going to prison.
U.S. jury has found R&B singer R. Kelly guilty of racketeering. He faced a total of 9 counts.
He made that sound way too cool than it is. Like, it's not cool at all, but the way he's like, racketeering. I was like, Jesus.
Guilty of racketeering.
Racketeering.
He faced a total of 9 counts. One of racketeering with 14 underlying acts, including child sexual exploitation, kidnapping, bribery, and sex trafficking. And
It's weird. I loved R. Kelly growing up. Like, not all his songs, but like Ignition Remix, Same Girl with Usher. But here's the problem with the song Same Girl. It's about them messing with the same girl and messing with the same women, like being Eskimo brothers. But now that we know that R. Kelly was a confirmed pedophile, I'm like, was Usher hanging out with R. Kelly? Because if you're making a song with a pedophile where you're saying you're messing with the same girls, I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, Usher. Because this was 06, 07. So the episodes where the pedophilic side of R. Kelly was already exposed on the Boondocks and South Park. And you know that was going on within the hip-hop business. Everybody knew that R. Kelly was a creep. So I don't know why Usher was doing a song, Same Girl. Oh, Jesus Christ. I would play the actual song, but the copyright notice, they will just delete my show and act like it never existed. So I don't play music on here.
He'll be sentenced on the 4th of May. Martha Kellner reports.
This jury of 7 men and 5 women here at the federal courthouse in Brooklyn, New York, has convicted R. Kelly of racketeering. The prosecution have put forward the case over the past 6 weeks here that R. Kelly, an R&B music star, a 3-time Grammy Music Award winner.
Wow, just read his LinkedIn profile, why don't you?
Presided over a criminal enterprise that he used bodyguards, runners, and security staff in all.
It's going to be weird for him because he's had everything he's ever wanted, and I think he probably thought he was going to get off, and it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. Like, you know, he's living in the past when he is in prison right now going, oh, I'll get out, but then when you realize you might not get out again.
In order to facilitate his lifestyle of sexually abusing more than 20 girls, boys.
And if I was the father of any of these girls, I would literally just want to smash his head in. Ugh.
And women over the course of 2 decades.
Yeah.
It's taken this jury 9 hours, 5 hours of deliberations.
Why? He should be convicted in the first second. I don't get the court system, man.
Today, 4 hours of deliberations on Friday last week to reach
Don't care anymore. 856-49 happy. Yeah, but you listen to like Ignition or any of these songs and it's like you feel horrified. Like you're like, when you hear him talk about sex, you're like, it puts an image in your mind. And you're like, all righty, we are going to cleanse the show of all things R. Kelly by going to break.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2700 22nd Street North is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, martial arts, boxing classes, and life advice from the sage boxing guru badass known as Amir. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. All the info is at AmirAcademy.com.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Meantime, one of the great lefty heroes of the world is, of course, Jacinta Ardern, Queen Ardern, as we like to call her here, and she has said all the right things about climate change. It is a matter of life and death.
Oh, man.
Yet despite the fact that Jacinta Ardern has said all the right things, passed all the right laws, set all the right targets, Greta Thunberg still is going after Jacinta Ardern and New Zealand for not doing enough when it comes to climate change.
I have no idea what's going on with this Sky News report. I'm going to start using them because they're reporting on interesting news. They don't really have propaganda down there. I just don't think they care enough. They probably just laugh at our propaganda. But I never get these, and this is all I'm going to play. I never get these people that hate on Greta Thunberg. First of all, she's allegedly on the spectrum. So you're hating on somebody who's very passionate about something like literally climate change or being 6'9" and on the radio. I don't have Asperger's. I have ADHD, I promise. But what I'm saying is when you're hating on Greta Thunberg, you're hating on somebody who's on the spectrum. And number two, you're a middle-aged creepy Gen Xer who's getting triggered by the opinions of somebody. She's not doing anything crazy. She's expressing her crazy opinions. You know who else expresses crazy opinions? Every other adult human being, child, kid ever. We all have crazy opinions. So to the Gen Xers and baby boomers who all wear their nice little shades and MAGA hats in their pictures and hate on her, Trump 2024. Yeah, drive my Hummer. What's the difference between you having a loudmouth opinion about her and her having a loudmouth opinion about climate change? Like, why does it bother you? Why does it matter? Are you one of those people that's really triggered by Greta Thunberg? Like, you're really triggered. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let me know. Maybe I need to hate on Greta Thunberg more. I don't even know her name, really. Oh, I should spend my one life just hating on a young adult with an opinion. Oh, my God. All right. Let's see what else is going on in the world. I think it's that time of the show where we got to start talking about the Kardashians, man.
The Kardashian Jenner fam is gearing up for their TV comeback.
They're just gone for 2 minutes and basically probably went to Hulu for more money. I loved when everyone was like, it's an end of an era with the Kardashians. We'll never see those talentless idiots on TV again.
Kim Kardashian posted on Instagram that filming has started on the family's new Hulu show.
Yay! It's so exciting.
On Thursday, the 40-year-old reality star shared a photo to her Instagram story showing a microphone pack on her lap. Mm-hmm. Kim captioned the photo, "Day One," indicating that production has just begun.
So
I wonder what they're going to do now. I mean, people will watch.
Just have to wait and see.
Oh, thank God.
Kim also shared a screenshot.
I mean, we didn't really have to wait and see when you were hanging out with Ray J. Almost said R. Kelly, but we never know if they could have. Dirty, dirty girl you are.
From their family group text. While it's unclear if it's directly related to the start of filming, it seems Kim appreciated the inspiring message shared by her mom, Kris Jenner.
Mm. Makes me proud.
The start of filming comes just a few months after the family's long-running reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, came to an end after 20 seasons. Shortly after...
I love when they say seasons, too. They did that with Dancing with the Stars, too, where they go, oh, it's been on 25 seasons. It's like... 12, 14 years. It's like 1 year here, 2 years here. It's like, no, it's been on 14 years, not 20 seasons. Don't make it seem like that big of an accomplishment.
After it was announced that the E! Series was ending, the Kardashian-Jenner fam revealed they signed on to a new lucrative deal with Disney that will bring them back to our TV screens.
Oh, thank God. We've been missing their vapid, dumb opinions on... Why am I saying dumb opinions? First of all, that was rude. Come on, Ryan. I don't want to get canceled. But why am I saying dumb opinions about the Kardashians? They don't really share any.
Kris and her daughters, Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah, we know them, those naughty girls.
Kendall and Kylie Jenner are set to star and executive produce this new reality series for Hulu in the U.S.
I thought it was for Brother's House.
Star everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Details are limited about the show, but the
it's going to be the same thing. What? It's going to be them doing late night talk shows? Like one day it's late night with Kourtney Kardashian? Like what's going to be different about this new era than the last one? We don't have the information on them sitting around on their cell phones pretending to be in the same room with each other, but they are physically but not emotionally.
Else.
Isn't that crazy?
Details are limited about the show, but the content is expected to debut in late 2021.
No! And because you never know what's going to happen.
Something else you can expect?
What?
Seeing Kourtney and her boyfriend, Travis Barker.
Banging it out. That would be hilarious if they just had an episode where we just watch them bang. I mean, we literally do see them bang whenever they're making out in public. Just imagine that without clothes. And that's Travis Barker and his midlife crisis and rubbing it in his ex's face. And that's Kourtney Kardashian rubbing it in Scott Disick's face as they bang it out.
Her together. A source told ET back in June that the Blink-182 drummer is set to appear on the Hulu show, and his kids might pop up too, but...
Oh, can't wait. All right, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. This show is not live yet, because I'm going to manifest this going on the radio in a major market. We just saged the house and my apartment where I record this show. Good vibes. But I will say this. Since it's not on the radio yet, I can't take calls live. It's a podcast, but it sounds like a radio show. But if you leave me a voicemail at 856-49-HOPPY, 856-494-6773, I will play your voicemail on air. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and I'll be sure to see your tweet. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Don't feel like you can't express your opinion here. We're all a family. Don't feel like you can't go, hey, Ryan, you need to improve on this. I didn't really ask for your approval, insert person. But hey, Ryan, I got some advice, or I want to call and give my opinion. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494. You get the point.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I do.
Blake Shelton is reacting to rumors that Ariana Grande is set to replace him on The Voice.
Oh, but he had that song about how he's a minimum wage lover, whatever it was. Why don't you go live off a minimum wage, Blake Shelton? You don't need The Voice. You can live off a minimum wage. Yeah. Out of touch, elitist, millionaire hack.
I'm the one that gets ganged up on.
Check out this screenshot.
Save that audio clip.
Place him on The Voice.
I'm the one that gets ganged up on.
Check out this screenshot Ari shared on Instagram. Blake texted the Thank You Next singer a link to a tabloid report that says Ari's energy on the show means the country crooner is getting the boot.
You know, he bothered her, so he had to gaslight her by sending this going, don't take this job because I sent you a text gaslighting you.
Blake's response? Thanks a lot, Ari. Thanks a fucking lot.
Yeah, I don't think he's kidding. He doesn't seem like a guy that's really nice because he's such a nice guy. He's got such a bad boy look that he's probably a bad guy.
I feel your love every day.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, Ariana thought it was hilarious. You'll see she added heart reactions to both texts.
Yeah, she's like, I'm coming for your job, bitch.
Most fun I've ever had in my whole life.
But it's not the...
She'll be like, thank you, next. Get what I did there?
First time the singers have playfully poked fun at one another on social media. Shortly after the season 21 premiere, Ariana posted this, a slightly altered clip from Mean Girls.
All right, I don't think I can play to a copyright, but yeah. Blake Shelton. Bye-bye. Outta here, buddy boy. And would anybody miss you? Speaking of somebody who I think we didn't really miss, but is back in the news. Get your hand sanitizer. It's time for some Madonna news.
I mean, the crown broke, but it's amazing. Tell me about the outfit tonight.
Hood by Air. Ooh. A crown that was made for me 10 years ago, and I dug it up just to make a statement.
What drug is she on tonight?
And it, of course it broke, but I'm holding it with my finger.
So. I think that is a perfect metaphor for your incredible career. Everybody.
Yeah, classy woman you are. You put the ass in class.
Everybody is so excited for this documentary. What can they expect?
Great art.
Yeah. When I think of Madonna lately, I think of great art. In the '80s, yeah.
Thoughtfulness.
Oh yeah.
Incredible dancing, incredible music.
And incredible buzzkill because I have no personality.
Provocation. Politics.
I am sorry I played that. I thought it was going to be more interesting, but hey, you can't swing 1,000 at the plate or whatever the hell they say. Oh no, more people are mad at Ariana Grande. I noticed people that hate on Ariana Grande are like middle-aged women who never really made it in life. And they're like, oh, she's pretty and she can sing. She doesn't have talent. Weirdos.
After teasing a series of photos from her upcoming R.E.M. beauty line, Ariana Grande is now being accused by some people of plagiarizing a famous Vogue 60s cover shoot. But before jumping to conclusions, perhaps this copy and paste was actually intentional?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Everybody copies everybody. So she probably did copy it and didn't think that people would know that she plagiarized something from a half a century ago. Who cares?
Let's get into it.
No.
She's conquered the music industry, made her mark in the acting world, and now Ariana Grande is set to take on the beauty industry as she teased a promo for her upcoming R.E.M. beauty line earlier this month. In the
My dad liked R.E.M. It was not a good band.
Clip Ari can be seen hanging upside down in a 60s-inspired mod outfit while her head is stuck inside a vintage TV.
Oh, she's so edgy.
After already releasing multiple fragrances, Ari's R.E.M. Beauty appears to be an easy transition as Ari dished to Allure that the line will consist of makeup products from eyeliners, shadows.
Alrighty, I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. I'm sure we have a massive amount of females that listen to this show because I cover celebrity news. So to all of them out there listening to that, I'm sure you know exactly what the hell she's talking about. But I don't really wear makeup. I do have my girlfriend give me facials and pop my pimples, but I don't really wear makeup besides a little bit of a... Never mind. The hell's going on with J-Lo?
Bennifer 2.0 is packing on the PDA in the Big Apple.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were photographed locking lips and getting romantic with one another while...
They're weird. I don't know who's less in love. MGK and Megan Fox, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, or J-Lo and Bennifer. J-Lo and Ben Affleck being Bennifer. I don't know. Good point, Ryan. I don't know who is overcompensating the most in public. Hey, trust me, I have good sex. Oh, it's great. The best I've ever had. Oh, I love it. I also never really post that many pictures. I do it of myself because I'm not content. That's the wrong word. Did not say content. I'm very comfortable in my relationship and don't need to like mark my territory. Yeah, dudes hit up my girlfriend all the time and I call them out on air.
Walking the streets of New York City on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it just turned out to be something really magical.
J-Lo looked chic as she stayed warm in a green and blue full-length tartan coat over a similarly colored wrap dress. Meanwhile, Ben sported a gray wool blazer over a black polo and dark jeans.
All righty, it's a slow news day when they let us know where the hell they're making out. How do we not know that they didn't just call up Entertainment Tonight and they're like, listen, we don't really have much going on today. We're going to make out in the middle of Manhattan. Can you come by and take a few pictures? I'm convinced that's what that was. Because that was 3 minutes, and I only did a minute. I saved you guys the time. I spared you the pain. That was a 3-minute video on J-Lo's outfit. Mm-hmm. And here's a 1-minute video about the $11 million Miami mansion that Joe Jonas bought. I was almost going to get it, but that was a hack joke. Because I'm a hack. Alrighty, we're not playing that. The TMZ voiceover guy, I'm sure, is a nice guy to hang out with. Sure, he's a blast to be around. He's definitely the guy to get cocaine from in Los Angeles. How else is he going to talk like that? Oh my God, man. But that is the worst voiceover of all time. I know he makes money and he's been doing it for 16 years, but Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
My neighbors must think I'm psychotic.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram at WestchasePrinting on Instagram is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need, go to WestchasePrinting.com. And when you get the invoice, name drop me.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour. Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, no. No,
Bizarre. Oh, this little Bizarre. Guy. Bizarre. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give
Bizarre.
It to you.
Bizarre. I love you. Bizarre. I love you. Bizarre.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle taste? Don't. He's allergic.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All right, enough of that. I have something I want to rant about right after this. But my whole show's been a rant.
Let's go!
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. Yeah, Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, bro. All right. So I'm very grateful for the life I live. I'm very grateful for my beautiful girlfriend. Very grateful for this flat screen TV that I'm looking at recording this podcast on Monday, September 27th at 8:40 p.m. As the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know what voice that is, are tied with the Philadelphia Eagles 7-7. Shake it up. Scott Farrell on the bench. Mafia, you see that? That fumble by Dak Prescott in the end zone. I mean, this is a dream come true that I have this nice setup and it's like I'm Farrell on the bench. One of my favorite radio shows. But in all sincerity, I have so much to be grateful for. A nice car, a nice job. I live in Florida. And everybody listening, you have things to be grateful for too. But there's one trend on social media. It's okay to brag about your life. That's what we all do on social media. We show our highlight reel. It's like watching the best of Tom Brady, but not seeing the incompletions or losing by 17 points to the Los Angeles Rams. You're seeing the best of everybody. So it's okay to brag on social media. But there's one line that people say that I think is very much full of narcissism, smarminess, and just bragging. And it's, I'm the luckiest girl, guy, whatever you identify as in the world. And to me, that's the person saying, I'm better than you because I have this, this, and this. And it comes off very fake. You can say, I've literally wanted to type that before when I make an announcement post, like getting signed to Quad Pod Network or meeting my girlfriend or blah, blah, blah. There's times that I've wanted to talk about my successes and say I'm the luckiest guy, but I say I'm very grateful. It's a humbler way of saying things. But the problem here is that there's not a lot of humble people in this world, so it's not going to happen.
Watch out.
What?
Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I do. I go from the Pornhub sound effect to some news about the Kardashians.
Recall, we just found out Kim Kardashian is hosting Saturday Night Live this season, but that may not be the only TV show we see a Kardashian on.
That's going to be interesting. What if it was like the funniest episode of SNL? I feel like if Mad TV was around, Kim Kardashian would kill bro on MTV. Like, she would be amazing on Mad TV. She would be so good on Mad TV. But it's not around anymore. Because I feel like it's just going to be smarmy jokes on SNL and a few digs at Kanye. Woo, can't wait.
A production source at The Masked Singer told TMZ somebody in and around the Kardashian empire might be costumed up this season. Recall last season, Caitlyn Jenner showed up and was quickly eliminated after her performance. Who do you?
Yeah, she didn't really seem like she wanted to be there.
I think might appear on this show.
Oh,
let us know in the comments. Speaking of TV news, Kim Kardashian started day one of production on her new Hulu show.
Mm-hmm.
The Skims founder posted a pic of a microphone pack on her Insta story on September 23rd and wrote, "Day one. This show is starting to film only 3 months after Keeping Up with the Kardashians wrapped up its 20th and final season. Recall Kim years. And the rest of the Kardashian-Jenner family.
14 years, not 20 seasons.
With Hulu back in December 2020. So I'm excited to see what's next. And finally,
what?
To unfollow heard around the world. Apparently, Scott Disick has unfollowed his ex-girlfriends Amelia Hamlin and Kourtney Kardashian on Instagram.
Man, if I'm Amelia Hamlin's family, obviously they didn't give her enough attention because she feels like she needs to date Scott Disick. But I am so glad that he unfollowed her. Scott Disick is a bad dude. I have a sound clip to explain how bad of a dude Scott Disick is. I have a sound clip that will change your life forever. Because I don't know you. I don't know if you know how bad of a dude Scott Disick is.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Elon Musk and Grimes have officially split after 3 years and a baby together.
They seem like a weird marriage, bro.
In an arrangement that they're calling semi-separated. So let's get into it.
Basically, it's billionaires going, we're going to be around for the kids, but we're not dating.
Elon Musk and singer Grimes
will occasionally bang.
decided to call it quits after dating for 3 years, as he recently told the New York Post that they are semi-separated. In his statement to the outlet, Elon added that they still, quote, love each other, see each other frequently, and are on great terms.
Good.
He also shared that the reason behind the semi-separation is because it's mostly that my work at SpaceX and Tesla requires me to be primarily in Texas or traveling.
And it causes me to cheat on her all the time, and she got sick of it. Speaking of cheating...
It is not your responsibility to make your wife happy, right? Just like it's not my wife's responsibility to make me happy.
Oh, wow.
It's my responsibility to make me happy.
Yeah.
And it's her responsibility to make her happy.
Got it.
And then we're going to come together.
Oh, yeah, you will.
And build on that happiness.
Whatever that
means. Will Smith is continuing to get candid about his marriage to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm.
The 53-year-old actor is featured in a new cover story for GQ and discusses the revelations in his upcoming memoir.
What? That you're in an unhappy marriage and you're covering it as, oh, we're so happy in our open marriage.
Titled Will. The Philadelphia native reveals that Jada was not the only one engaging in other relationships outside of their marriage. He explains, quote, we have given each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way. And marriage for us can't be a prison. And I don't suggest our road for anybody.
So pretty much you're staying together for the kids and the publicity.
I don't suggest this road for anybody,
duh,
but the experiences and the freedoms that we've given one another and the unconditional support, to me, is the highest definition of love.
Anything that I need to make myself happy, I will present that to my wife that I need that to be happy. Divorce is not an option. We're going to be together. So we're going to figure out how to be happy.
We need to be
famous. The Independence Day star also touches on his fantasies involving other women and candidly discusses working with an intimacy coach. Will's greatest desire in the world.
I don't care anymore. Like, I'm so protective. I can't imagine anybody else hooking up with my girlfriend. And all these people are like, oh, I want to pass around my wife. And you're weird, man. I don't care. You can do whatever the hell you want in your lifetime, but you're a little weird. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Olivia Rodrigo has sparked an internet-wide debate after debuting her most daring red carpet look to date. As fans rally...
Oh, she's so daring wearing a crazy outfit on the red carpet. A round of applause for her.
Watch out.
Yo, you're wearing a crazy dress on the red carpet? Oh, we should bow down to you. You're so great.
Ugh. Rally to her defense over what is deemed as appropriate to wear at her age. Let's get into this.
Olivia Rodrigo turned heads during Saturday's opening gala for the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures.
That sounds so boring.
Largely in part due to her stunning black Saint Laurent floor-length gown.
Get it, girl!
While the gown debuts a plunging neckline and might just be considered Olivia's most daring look to date, many have been heavily critiquing this look with claims of it being, quote, inappropriate, especially for someone Olivia's age.
Ah, whatever. Again, everybody's being weird about their age. So weird. Everyone's like, they're like, Billie Eilish, you can't show off your body even though you're legal. And my neighbors must think I'm weird. Oh, Olivia Rodrigo. You can't show off your body, even though everybody that was ever 18 years old in the 80s or 70s was a little bit of a slut and banged everybody. So you were no different. Insert baby boomer or Gen X that gets offended by beautiful Gen Zs being young and hot. And you go, oh, yeah. That was me in the 80s. But now I'm jealous and my life's almost over. So I'm going to say she's a slut. But I did it in the 80s. But that was just the 80s. Shut up. God, I'm sick of that. You literally did the same thing. Ugh.
Now, switching gears to Kanye West. Despite Donda releasing just a few weeks ago, this man's already back in the studio, and he is not alone. DJ Academic.
You know what Kanye West music is? It's when you go to one of those smarmy, fancy galas that have the crappy little paintings where people are just like, I'm going to paint this, and it looks like Scribble Scrabble, and all the elite people are like drinking really fancy wine that tastes like wine. You can get at Aldi's for $7, and they're in this nice little room. This is what I imagine an art show being like. And they all look at the painting, and they're like, well, I see a goat running through a forest towards a cat. What do you see, Jennifer? And she's like, I see a UFO crashing into Demi Lovato's car. The next person's like, what do you see? And they're like, I see a babbling brook. Like, you know when people are like, oh, this is what I see in the painting? That's what Kanye West music is. It's just bad.
Amex posted a brief.
Besides Off the Grid, Off the Grid's the only song that I bang all day to. Never mind.
DJ Academics posted a brief clip of Ye and Post Malone in what appeared to be a studio session.
Yay.
In the video, there was music playing loudly, and the rock star singer could be seen singing his heart out. And
I love all the Gen Xers that are like, Post Malone and Machine Gun Kelly are not artists. Machine Gun Kelly dresses like a woman. And Bon Jovi didn't. And David Lee Roth didn't. And Kiss didn't. Oh, but when a millennial does it, it's not cool. Shut up. Enough.
At one point, even pretended to grab a hold of his throat and choke himself. Mm. Recall the last time Kanye and Posty worked together was back in 2016 for the song Fade,
like
which
Posty.
Appeared on his Life of Pablo album. Mm. Since Ye just released a new album, maybe they are working on something for Posty. Would
cares?
You guys
Posty.
Be down to hear a collab from
Posty.
These two again? Let us know in the comments.
Posty.
And now let's jump into Wengelina. Can we say that yet?
No.
But anywho, The Weeknd and Angelina Jolie are fueling romance rumors once again, after they were...
What a midlife crisis. She's like, no one bangs me anymore. I got cobwebs. I need to get laid and ruin someone else's life.
Spotted on another dinner date just 2 months after the first one.
Mm.
The actress and the singer were spotted at Giorgio Baldi in Santa Monica this weekend, which marked...
Good for them. I bet they had great boring sex. I'm a missionary queen. Have fun.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm sure it's so much fun hanging out with her.
Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard next to McDonald's is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my word. I would not steer you down the wrong path. I would not lie to you. You got to sign up for an appointment ahead of time. Go to richkbarber.com and it'll send you a link to download the Salon Loft app. But you can also do it at richkbarber.com and sign up for an appointment. And when you sit down in that chair, tell homeboy Rich Keeley, I sent you.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Chris Evans recently followed Selena Gomez on Instagram, and fans are starting to wonder what exactly could be in the works.
They'll bang it out and date for a few months. All right. Instagram's toxic. Duh. Just saying.
This morning, Facebook looking to set the record straight.
Why?
The tech giant.
You'll lie to us and then listen to our conversations.
What it calls a point-by-point...
I wonder what it's like being an algorithm. I don't mean to keep pausing and playing it, but I'm very hyper. I wonder what it's like being an algorithm, hearing people fight, and you're like, should I put Couples Retreat on the main page or Ashley Madison?
Rebuttal to a recent Wall Street Journal report that said the company knew its Instagram app was toxic for teenage girls.
And they don't care, duh. You're telling me that a billionaire... he is a muckhead. I don't even know what that means. That's the weirdest thing I ever said. Mark Zuckerberg not caring about people and exploiting them and selling their info? Who would have saw that coming? Who?
Calling that idea and the suggestion that they're hiding research simply not accurate.
Yeah, we're going to be so honest with you because we've been honest in the past.
The journal article posted nearly 2 weeks ago detailed leaked internal studies, including one 2019 slide that read, "We make body issues worse for one in three teen girls." Facebook sharing the slide, saying that statistic was based on girls who already experienced body image issues, not all teen girls.
Oh, douchebags. Most of them do, so I don't know. All right. This next rant I got is interesting. It's a little unique. I'm proud to be bringing it to Happy Hour. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. At Ryan Hoppy Radio on all social media. Hoppy Radio on Snapchat. It won't let me change the name. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. I think nostalgia is the most overrated thing ever. It's one thing to like TV shows from the past. Because everything that's ever been made, unless you're watching a live show, is from the past. But what I'm saying is these people that are like, oh my God, I see all these millennial accounts on TikTok. I miss 2016. Huh? They'll show like a video where it shows like Pokemon Go and then they're playing like some Bruno Mars song from that year. And they're like, remember the good old days of 2016? I'm like, no. I remember when 2016 occurred. We said it was the worst year ever. Every celebrity died. Harambe died. Everybody was angry that Trump got elected. Everybody was angry that Hillary didn't get elected because it was 50% of the people wanted Hillary. 50% of people wanted Trump. 2016 was the year that we started dividing as a country more than ever. What are you talking about? Oh, I miss 2016. No, you're just sad that we're all getting older and we'll be dead someday. I see these things. Oh, the amazing year of 2011. Good music and shows came out, I guess. People are like, oh, I miss VHSs. Why? Seriously, one time we rented a movie from Family Video, which was like the blockbuster of the Midwest. And we didn't rewind a video. And they called like 20 years ago and said we didn't rewind it. They were caring about it. Do you really miss that? Be kind, rewind. Why is everybody obsessed with the past? It's okay to like things from the past. Like I watched classic Adult Swim. And maybe that's me being a little nostalgic. But I'm not trying to go, oh my God, bring back 2000. Bring back the 2010s. No, it's in the past. And here's a video about the dangers of nostalgia.
And now, our feature presentation.
Yeah.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
We got a real funny guy here.
Nostalgia can be a wonderful thing. It can take you to a time when things were easier and not so scary and hectic. It can bring you...
See, like, I can watch Futurama from 2005, even though it was off air. I'm being a geek. It was off air in 03. But I can... God, I'm a geek for adult cartoons. I can watch something and it takes me back to like sixth grade and I go, oh my God, I'm glad I'm not in sixth grade.
Bring you closer to those around you by sharing similar memories even though you weren't together at the time. Oh, but sure. It can also deter you from taking chances and experiencing the unknown. Mm-hmm. It can also suppress creativity and restrain ingenuity. Nostalgia, by definition, is a sentimental longing or wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place.
And the past sucks. It's over with. It sucks.
Place with happy personal association. When we experience nostalgia, we are taken back to a time that was happy. We escape into our memories, forgetting about divided politics, mass shootings, the shit jobs that we...
All right, here's the thing. Here's how I know I hate the past. I go on Time Hop every day, or you go on Facebook Memories, and you look at what you posted 10 years ago. And like for me, I was in class bitching about the kids that were making fun of me in class. And I go, okay, I miss... hearing the song Levels by Avicii for the first time. 2011 was cool. Young Jeezy made some good music in 2011. Workaholics was in its prime. The baseball playoffs were cool. 2011 was a good year. You had the Dallas Mavericks beating the Heat. There's a lot of good moments in 2011. But at the same time, people are just sad that they're getting older. Because I look at these posts from 10 years ago and I go, thank God 2011 was 10 years ago. And thank fucking God it's over with. I hate the past. including this moment where I said this sound effect. That was played in the past. So now we're living in the past of when I dragged on this segment by playing this. Quit living in the past.
Hey, our feelings of being alone and our fear for the future. As a society, we are so obsessed with escaping back to simpler times that everything around us has shifted into feeding those desires.
That's all I needed to play. I needed to have somebody back up my opinions. Got a few more things to talk about, man. I really wish I had a music bed that I could just play the news under. But you get hit with the copyright notice, and I need all the downloads, Rover. 70 downloads. I need all the downloads I can get. Bitch. All right. See here. Machine Gun Kelly punches a rowdy audience member as fans swarm his Louder Than Life show in Louisville. Well, yeah, you're in Louisville. A very angry and rusty American city. And Jack Harlow's from there. And he got mad after the fans were booing and swearing at him. The singer lashed out at a concert goer on Saturday. Why are you getting mad? You're literally banging Megan Fox. I bet you've banged other beautiful women. You're a millionaire and you're banging Megan Fox. Why is a concert goer bothering you, bro? You're banging Megan Fox. Let me say that again. You're banging Megan Fox. He got mad because he was booed and given the finger. Oh, give me a break, bro. You're banging Megan Fox. Life is pretty good. And the fact that the guy is flicking you off is because he's jealous that you're banging Megan Fox. One more time and I will move on. Machine Gun Kelly, whatever your name is, Corlin, whatever your nerdy ass name is, you're from Cleveland, Ohio. Nobody ever thought you were going to make it. I met you 7 years ago. I'm not name dropping, but when I met you, you were the nerdy dude making music with Waka Flocka. It's 7 years later. You can buy any drink you want in Cleveland, which is pretty cheap because people don't want to live there, so it's cheap to live there and things are cheaper. But you can get whatever you want in Cleveland and you're banging Megan Fox. Life's pretty good, bro. Enough. 856-49-HOPPY. I love this headline. This is a complete disrespect to Devin Booker, who just had a great first time being in the playoffs, a rookie guy going into the playoffs. Well, it's his first year being in the playoffs. Devin Booker on the Phoenix Suns. They go to the finals. He's an NBA superstar, potential MVP. But this headline refers to him as this. Kendall Jenner's boyfriend, Devin Booker, reveals he has COVID, but declines to share vaccination update. So he wasn't vaccinated. And number two, he's gone out to Jamaica, and he's doing all these things with Kendall that maybe he deserves to have the headline say Kendall Jenner's boyfriend. I mean, seriously. Like, I'm not going to sit here and bitch about getting vaccinated. Did I want to get vaccinated? No. But I did. It was just annoying to do because I have the attention span of a dead fly. So going to get the vaccine and sitting there was an inconvenience. But it's really not that big of a deal. Oh, I'm going to grow a third arm. Oh, I'm going to finally realize that Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist and a hack. What's the biggest problem with getting a little shot? And then I see this here. How to talk yourself out of a job. FedEx driver announces on TikTok that he won't deliver to houses with Biden, Kamala, or BLM signs. But this guy would be mad if people didn't deliver to his house because he had a Make America Dumb Again hat or whatever. Everybody's a hypocrite. People on the left, like I said in the beginning of the show, that were defending Chris Cuomo, but if somebody on the right did it, then literally they would rip into him. And then you have this guy delivering, not delivering to houses that are left-leaning, but if it was a right-leaning house, he'd be in support of it. Anybody and everybody who votes is a hypocrite. That's why I don't vote. None of these politicians care about us, and we're living in a fantasy world. It's like a sport. Speaking of a fantasy world, it's the idea that Prince Andrew will be charged with anything. Prince Andrew plans to come out fighting Virginia Juroff her successful case as his legal team plans to scrutinize inconsistencies in her lawsuit. Yeah, I applaud this victim for coming forward. Because Prince Andrew is a creep. Not somebody I would want to be around. Not somebody I would want to date my daughter. And this woman comes out like the superhero she is. And I'm being serious. And defends her honor. But in court, Prince Andrew, the royal family, will always win. He will not see a second in jail. I think it's awesome that his legacy is being tarnished. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, nothing's going to happen. And it sucks because the rich and elite always get what they want. The rich and elite always win in the end. But they have. But here's the thing that makes you feel okay about the rich and elite getting what they want is that they're going to be dead someday too. So it's the equal opportunity. It's the great equalizer. You know what I mean? All right. Also in the news, it's the great equalizer. You can't have Patrick Mahomes losing without his annoying-ass fiance claiming that the refs are trash over a pass interference call. What about the bad game that he had? You don't ever see Patrick Mahomes' annoying-ass clout-chasing fiance going, Patrick had a bad game. I'm not giving him sex for a week, even though we haven't had sex since the baby was born. But I literally, no, shut up. And I would say the same thing about a dude, because you'll see some of these female athletes and these dudes get all woke and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Nothing is worse than the family members of any athlete or any celebrity where they leech off of them. Like when you watch the ESPN documentary Broke, I've never seen it, but I know they talked about all the family members that took advantage of these athletes. And then Scottie Pippen, I think he bought a plane and it didn't work and he got ripped off by his accountant. Man. I always respect the professional athletes that keep their money. Finally, we'll end the show with this. I'm really broke. A lot of millennials are really broke. And we have a drinking problem. Because we're in an economy where there are no full-time jobs. We are in an economy where nobody is growing talent when it comes to millennials. But at the same time, we gotta live. At the same time, we got to have our junk food while we're drinking at home because we can't afford to go to Applebee's like the boomers that go to Applebee's. So when I see this headline, it's not going to stop me from having frozen pizza. Nestle recalls 14 tons of frozen DiGiorno pepperoni pizza after packaging mixed up with three meat pie contained soy protein that can cause an allergic reaction. I'm so broke and I make $14,000 at my radio job that I expect that. And also, you're eating frozen pizza. Duh.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now.
And like that, he's gone.